Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. The Ron Howard Beatles documentary, 8 Days a Week, is a hit. The film was number one at the box office for the weekend under the specialty limited release category. The film's distributor commented, "The Beatles never played to empty seats, and the Beatles movie is not playing to empty seats." The DVD of the film has officially been announced as well. You can purchase it beginning November 18th as a single disc or a deluxe two-disc set with extra features and a 64-page booklet. The CD of the Beatles Live at the Hollywood Bowl, which was released in conjunction with the film, debuted at number 7 on the Billboard charts. That marks the 32nd Beatle album to hit the top 10. Only 3 other acts have accomplished this feat: the Rolling Stones, Barbra Streisand, and Frank Sinatra. And finally, in one of many interviews conducted with Paul and Ringo promoting the documentary, Paul revealed that he recently crossed the famous Abbey Road crosswalk, retracing his steps from the iconic album cover. But in order not to cause a scene, Paul took the walk on Halloween, and he was dressed as a werewolf. Werewolves of London again. Check out rare Beatle-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at the newly redesigned rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.